listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. You're joining us today on this Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report on this 12th day of June, 2019. And online with us is Jane Lesko Eden. I'm including her maiden name. Some people recognize Jane Lesko, but she's been since married, and she's got a new name.
That was my previous married name.
Okay, well, I'm now
okay.
I'm now marital confused. Do I have a safe spot I can run to? and on the line also, now Jane is president of the Eagle Forum in Idaho, and joining us is Orlene Curla, and she is the California Eagle Forum president out there in California. And ladies, we got phone calls that are piling up, and I'm fascinated by this. My board op made an observation here. He said, do you notice? He said, you've got nothing but women callers calling in. So with that in mind, let's get on with the calls here. Vicki in Idaho. Go ahead, Vicki.
Hi, yeah. Jane mentioned a little bit about site management, and that's the way that, you know, the state has no real say in what comes into the classroom. But I was wondering if she could talk a little bit more about how teachers can just go pull materials from the websites and bring it into the classroom, and nobody knows about it at all. Nobody will know about it. So could you talk about that a little more, Jane?
Yes, they have a lot of classes now that you can do online, and the parents don't have any idea what the kids are learning. I don't know what each state's doing. I don't even know what our school district's doing, but this has been going on for a long time.
Could I also add something? I've written a book about Islam in our public schools. I had to substitute teach as a teacher here for 3 weeks when there was an Islam unit in the world history. And I was just appalled at what I was supposed to teach. And in writing this book about it, I was in Heber City, Utah, where we have a second home. And I went to their middle school and asked them, would you mind, I wondered if your school uses the same world history textbook that California does, and if I could see that. And the librarian told me, I'm sorry, but we don't have any textbooks in our library. I said, not even a single textbook? She said, oh, no, we've gotten rid of all of that. The children now have all of their own iPads or laptops, and it's called One-on-One with Pearson. Well, this is the terrible Pearson Foundation that has essentially taken over all of our history textbooks, all of our textbooks, and it's a very liberal group of people. It's actually worldwide. Pearson is in England. And I told the librarian, you know, I don't necessarily trust Pearson, Do you have any parents that are kind of questioning their one-on-one with Pearson? She said, oh, no, we think it's wonderful. And they don't have to carry big backpacks full of textbooks anymore.
Isn't that great? Well, so much better for the children's posture, those heavy backpacks. Oh, my goodness.
That's
Look,
right.
Yeah, you said that you subbed in California. In what language were you trying to teach your classes? In English, Spanish, Arabic, what? You know?
Well, it was still English, but it's sure getting worse now, I know.
Okay. Okay, Vicki, I thank you for your call. Murr in Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you, ladies. You know, it's selfishness is what it is, and that's the opposite of serving each other, which mothers are more apt to be concerned about, and probably why you have so many women on the phone. There was I don't know if you heard of Jazz Jennings. That wasn't their real last name. It's a long Jewish name.
Yeah, I have her book.
Oh, you do? Well, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Liberty Counsel, okay, defended the parents in Wisconsin that went against that years ago. But the Jewish people that wrote the book, and this boy turned into a girl, she's born in 2000, and 2006 they're making the circuit like this Desmond kid, right? But they never revealed that they were Jewish. You know, there's a lot of Christian Zionists and Judeo-Christians, and it's another confusion. So of course, they're going to lose if they don't say where this is coming from. This group of people also has something called six genders. So this is where this is coming from. The I Am Jazz was read into the congressional record, too, on the House floor.
And if anybody does not think, Murr, that this is not a conservative effort across the entire spectrum of living in America, you're living in la-la land, if that's what you think. Because what you're seeing going on in politics now, what you're seeing going on in society, what's going on in our culture, what's going on in our education, what educational systems, our institutions, colleges, you name it, this is a very organized, well-funded, I don't even know what to call this, ladies. I mean, do we have a gender neutral name for this? What do we call this?
Sick.
Yeah. That's a good start.
Do you know this is Moral Insanity Month? They're celebrating moral insanity. That's what perversion and homosexuality.
Whoa. Back up. They're calling it. They actually have a month for what?
That's what it is. That's not what they're calling it.
It's the celebration of the Stonewall Uprising 50 years ago, where the homosexuals came out and they were making a bunch of, well, they were in a, I have a picture.
Listen,
of
recently
you can get on the National Education Association website and they'll show you the pictures. They're celebrating.
The reason I'm saying that, the mental illness, they always say, oh, it used to be a mental illness, but they don't say what it was called. That's what it was called, moral insanity. But now we have no morals. And as it turned out, shortly after Kennedy was killed, this group went hog wild. They had the civil rights, they had the NAACP, but then the black people didn't much like having someone else start this up and run it. So then they turned to the more pliable group that we see now, the confused gender. And if they'll flip on what gender they are, what won't they flip on?
And
you know, they have no conscience.
And we're talking about the formative years. We all were children once. We all went through this. We went through puberty into adulthood. It is some of the your body is doing monumental things. It's building itself out. This is sometimes very confusing and even to some people physically painful. But we all go through it, and we're supposed to be in these schools for the three R's: reading, writing, and arithmetic. And what they're turning these schools into are nothing short of indoctrination centers. And again, I'll go back to the learned experience, that this is normal, natural, healthy, jump on board, be confused, be a lesbian, be a homosexual, be a bisexual, be this, be trans, and on and on and on, and the list goes. These are taught and learned experiences with our children.
Young children, John, the young children are going in and getting hormone-blocking drugs
oh,
so they
God.
Don't develop,
oh,
and they're
geez.
Also wanting sex changes.
Oh, my God.
And what they are also training these kids to do is to be addicted to sex for life. That's what is so sad about all of this.
By the way, Murr, I wanted to make mention, I talked to Michael Herzog. Michael has indicated he's coming back on the network, so you'll be able to talk with him as well. Laura in Alabama. Hello, Laura.
Yes, I think some of us know that Target is selling more than 90 rainbow products for LGBTQ Pride Month this month, and they've donated $100,000 or more to an nonprofit, GLSEN.
Glisten.
A nonprofit for safe, inclusive schools.
These are the people.
They proudly
look,
stand.
These are the people that I told you about over 20 years ago. Somebody had sent me the tape that they tape recorded that Glisten got into the public school system in Pennsylvania. This
well, Glisten's on the back cover of that study guide.
But Target is laying off workers. Somebody went in there the other day to get something, and they said that one of the ladies said there's just not that many workers there like there used to be, and there's a lot of checkout counters, and I don't think they're doing the business, and their stock has dropped 30%.
Well, I heard. Okay, and Laura, keep in mind the little social experiment that Target did a couple of years ago with making the gender-neutral bathrooms. People were incensed with that, and they would not go to Target. They would not do it. Now, that was...
They had a boycott. Right, they had a boycott.
Yeah.
But this time, they're selling the products to all kids, and usually it's children-focused, all these T-shirts and whatever gadgets they're selling to promote this activity.
You know, I've said this before. Most people recognize this as being a typing exercise. That's when they actually had typing classes in high school. Remember that? Now is a good time for all men, good men and women, to come to the aid of their country. The problem has been, and I've been admonishing people for a number of years, have you been going to your parents' teachers' association meetings? Have you been talking to the educators? You've been talking to the principals and the school teachers? Have you reviewed the curriculum that your children are being presented with in school? And, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around on this one. But here is the problem. We're describing the problem. It's going to be all-inclusive and part of every public school in this country. This is not a kind of sort of hit and miss target this state or that district for tests. No, this is the program that's being instituted in all the schools, public schools, and private schools in America. You know,
John, may I tell you one other scary thing we've discovered in California? Part of the framework for this new health education program, which is really the name for slipping in all the sexuality education, they have a statement that if any teacher or parent wants to go back to the old ways and actually refer to the Bible as God created male and female, and that would be now considered spiritual abuse if a teacher even dares to refer to the Bible and God's definition of his creation.
You know, isn't it strange, ladies, that morality, the conscience of man, comes out of the Bible, and that's the one thing that they disincluded from the school systems? Remember this purge? That you couldn't you couldn't have prayer? You couldn't do this.
Back in 1962, and what a difference it's been ever since.
That's exactly, and you want to talk about the nose, and, you know, we got the nose of the camel and the ten here. We got the whole caravan in here. I can't breathe. I'm surrounded by humps.
What is really scary about this, what I'm concerned about, if they're defining a parent who is still teaching the Bible to their students and won't affirm them in their new definition of their gender, that could now be labeled as spiritual abuse, and maybe the Child Protective Services will even come in and take that child away,
now,
which has happened before.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I picked up my local community, Community Impact newspaper for Round Rock, Texas. I opened it up. It's CDC working with other organizations. And what's the header of this? It takes a village.
Wow.
Yeah. This is all over. And the news medias are protecting this. They're aware of this. But they're not reporting on it, because we don't want the parents of America to know the transformation, literal transformation, of our educational system for our children. Fox News is not even covering this. And this is due to kick off in force, en masse, in September. Ladies, I am incensed. I am beyond that. Because it's one thing to go after an adult for whatever reason. But when you go after children, the innocence of the world, this is one area that you'll never go through your life again. This is the growing experience. This is you absorbing life, what it is to be a boy or a girl. You know, well, why is this education in this high school important to me? You're beginning to blossom. You're beginning to grow. And these people are stepping in with the corruption right from the start. As you said, Jane, pre-K. They're going after children under the age of five. Did I hear you correctly? To the age of three? 3 years
yes.
old.
That book I was telling you about, Who Am I? A Kid's Guide to Gender Identity. You can find that on the internet and see that little interactive wheel in the back. But I was going to tell you something too, John. The picking the genders is one thing. But the next step is sexual orientation, and that is sexual orientation. I'm reading this off of Planned Parenthood website. They're always up on everything. Sexual orientation is about who you're attracted to and want to have relationships with. Sexual orientation includes gay, lesbian, straight, bisexual, and asexual. So the first step is to try to get you dismantled, and then we're going to reprogram you in this, because that's part of that. You're seeing this all over the country. They're wanting to put gender identity and sexual orientation as something that has to be protected.
My God in heaven. And Laura in Alabama.
Yeah, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah.
There's more people starting to homeschool, and the ones I never thought would homeschool are doing it now. They just didn't seem like they would do it, but they've gotten so desperate in some of the schools,
right.
Not around here so much, but people I've communicated with, some of them are just, they're having to sacrifice a lot by homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it because they don't want their kids exposed to this.
But Laura, it's beneficial not only for the child, it's beneficial for the adult, because this is part of a bonding process as well. They're involved with that child to witness and help grow the child's education. Laura, I'll tell you what, you know, it's great that people are pulling their kids out of the schools. But by and large, the majority of the children are going to go through this. And I've always objected when people, and rightfully so, that's a decision that each individual has to make with their own children. And that's great to extract your child from that environment. But the problem I'm having is we got a few people that are getting out of that system so they won't get contaminated, but it leaves the contamination and the cancer there to infect the rest of the children. That's what I have a problem with.
Well, if more people did that, it would send a message.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't even know what message to send. I don't even know what question to ask at this point.
If people just started boycotting the schools and the kids would stay home, maybe not homeschooling right away, but just pulling their kids out to protest this, and because not everybody can afford these private schools, they've gotten more expensive all the time.
By the way,
and just send a message.
By the way, Laura, did the governor of Louisiana sign the bill for the castration for the child predators yet?
I think so. Alabama, yes, I think so. That's a chemical castration.
Yeah. Well,
I think that what they might want to do is just enforce the death penalty more for underage kids being sexually raped or molested or whatever.
My God.
That's my view.
Laura, thank you for your call. Art, Henry in Connecticut, we'll get to all of your calls. We're talking today with Jane Eden and Orlene Curla. Jeez, I'm getting that name right. I'm so proud of myself, Orlene. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Blowing.
We are back talking with Jane Lesko-Eden and Orlene Curla, both presidents of Eagle Forum, respectively. Orlene is in California, and Jane is in Idaho, presidents of a very good education. I've learned a lot from your guys' organization.
Thank you.
The Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly. I had many conversations with Phyllis. She, the only objection I ever had with Phyllis Schlafly is she wouldn't back Ron Paul for president. But that was the political side of it. At any rate, ladies,
I really liked Ron Paul too. I voted for him.
I just wish that Donald Trump would have picked him as VP rather than Mike Pence. But at any
rate, it would have been marvelous.
Yes, it would have. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art.
Hello, Miss Jane, Miss Earlene. See, that's how we say it here in the Deep South. It's Miss and then the first name. It's kind of like a term of endearment down here in the Deep South.
That's nice.
Today, between Mark Anderson's broadcast and this, it's like a double feature with a triple header. I mean, it's just, I love these kind of conversations. And, you know, the one caller earlier, the woman that you had to cut off there, you know, I don't think, you know, when I was in high school, when I grew up during the 60s and 70s, and, you know, we had a couple gay kids in gym class, and nobody thought a thing about it. I mean, it's just, we weren't worried about, you know, oh, my God, are they looking at me, mm-hmm. you know? And they weren't worried about what we thought about them. And even when I joined the Army in 1980, we had two gay guys in our company. I mean, in our platoon, just in our platoon alone. And nobody seemed to have a problem with it. I, you know, and this is something I tell people, you know, you really got to look at, when did something become a real issue? When some politician made it an issue.
Yeah.
And that's how we have to look at this. You know, I mean, I could respond to that lady caller and say, okay, this is how you feel when you're in the locker room. How do you think I feel right now? I'm a man. I have to go into the bathroom nowadays worried about who is going to come in there.
But okay, but Art, take that same scenario. Take that same scenario that you're a male and you've got a lesbian changing in the same locker room. But you're a straight male, and you still may find her physically attractive, but unattainable and untouchable, so to speak. Does that...
And now she's in a very uncomfortable position.
That's right. That's what I was trying to express to Leanne, and I wished that she got stuck on this, what about me and other people, and, you know, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, no, this is not coming from them. This is coming from inside your own head.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm a father. I have a daughter and a son. And yeah, my children are grown. They've already gone through college. They've graduated college and they've moved on with their lives. But even today, if I'm in a restaurant with my daughter and she goes in the ladies' room and I see some, I don't know what the heck it is trying to go, no, we're going to have a problem. These people just simply do not understand. You know, they are making a lot of people very uncomfortable, and we can't. I'm sorry, I don't
Isn't that ironic, Art? Because what is they're claiming that this the bias against them is making them uncomfortable? Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, and earlier today I heard this comment made. I don't remember who said it about to deny that I am trans something. Is like to deny my true nature. I'm not trans anything. I'm a freaking man.
All right. Art, thank you for your call.
Thanks, bro.
All right. First guy that called in, by the way, ladies. Henry in Connecticut, you're up next. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. By the way, that was a brilliant idea, what you just said about before you picked up that last call, talking about Ron Paul running with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine?
Well, and the job that needs
that
to,
was really
and the job right. that really needs to be done, Henry, to bring him on board in Trump's second term to dump that Federal Reserve. Because here's a guy that used to sit on the banking committee. Here's the guy that never voted for an unconstitutional law in Washington, D.C., hence the name Dr. No. And we're not talking about a James Bond film here. All right, hang on, Henry. I've got to take this break, bottom of the hour break. We got Jane Lesko-Eaton and Orlean Kurla online, both presidents of the Eagle Forum and their respective states, California and Idaho. Folks, Time now is to get involved. When I told you before, it's time to push back, and I'm telling you, there's millions of people like you all over this country. It's time to stand up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I got some news to tell about some wild, wild man. Here comes the doctor in charge of her. She's got some wild, wild man. And not the way you like it. Oh, there's a wild, wild man.
We are back. Henry in Connecticut, you still online?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, about this thing with the gay thing, what I was going to say is this. I don't know if people know this or not, but they probably do. There's some kind of agenda. It's either for population control with these globalists, or they want to go against nature. But what I find is very weird about that stuff in this country, you know, for a while, one, it doesn't really work. A lot of this stuff does not really overall work. We have gay marriage up here in Connecticut. I don't see a lot of people here getting married. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really work. Nobody even talks about it. But this stuff really flops. It's like junk. It's like everything else. It's like all the crap they make in China, all the multicultural, multiracial stuff, yeah. All the other stuff. This stuff never really, really works. And what I find is strange is that they're pushing that. And they're pushing it at even an age that's not even right, because they're not doing it with people when they get older, when you normally get sexual education like you do in Europe, you know, 13, 14. they're pushing it on people that are like, what, did you say three? I think you said somebody out there
three,
earlier. Cause
was Jane, yeah. And I was 3 years old.
Yeah, 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old. Okay, so that's way, way prepubescent before you really even have sexual feelings. So unless it's linked to the Luciferian pedophile rituals and that kind of thing, or trying to have some way down the line a condition for that, you know, there is that. I mean, that does exist in the Catholic Church as well as in Washington. But not everybody. Not everybody in Washington, not every congressman, not every senator. Some are, some aren't. William Cooper, he said that. It's not everyone. But that's not going to work either. And what I find is weird, and say with this, is that at least in Europe, they try to naturally promote normal sex, you know, with male and female. And it seems to be with this country, which same like with those two ladies talking about, and another woman, Luann or whatever, with the school system, is they seem to want to push and teach all about all these other alternative forms of sexuality, which is really like way abstract.
Well, okay.
And yet, like in the Netherlands, they'll teach at least more natural stuff between men and women.
Henry, my objection to this is even the school system itself getting into the business of sex education in the first place. When did the school system starting making this inclusive in the public school system?
I think it started after 1962, after they took the Bible and prayer out of our schools. We've been on a slow downhill track ever since, and each year they've been pushing the agenda even more. But I had normal sex education. It was 1 hour for the entire year. The girls were separated from the boys, and we just had a very brief description of what the differences in our bodies were, and that was it.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
They won't be
able
to do that with this because you can't even say boy and girl or separate them out.
Yeah.
Can I answer that? Can I say something to that guy?
Please, Jane.
What he was saying about the gay marriage and all that. Well, I'll tell you, in some places it must be working a lot better than others, because in Idaho Health and Welfare just let a gay couple adopt two little children, gay men, and he's a drag queen from Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, great.
And so he makes drag dresses with him and the little girl. She's like 7 or 8 now, and they have a little boy. And he's married. He has a husband. And so they go around. We just sent that out to our legislators to let them know that Idaho Department of Health and Welfare doesn't see any problem of placing these little children in the homes of two gay men, one a drag queen.
Well, and speaking of the drag queen issue, now the big move is for young boys to become drag queens and perform in public. To have reading by the cross-dressers, I guess you could call them. The school systems in New York are adopting this, and they're inviting these people to be read to in classes to get them used to people of this. And the problem I have with this, and I'll say again, where do the ethics and morality come from? Well, that's more than reflected in the Bible, and that used to be the teaching school. So we shove that Bible and any reference to God. You can't even mention God. You want to mention boy or girl in school? Try talking God and see what happens to you. So, and I've argued with people, like Leanne called in earlier, that, okay, you may not believe in God because you don't want to have a guilty conscience or you don't want to be an affront to God, whatever. Okay, let's not take that approach. Let's take one of natural law. That man and woman, boys, girls, are on this earth to do what? To propagate, to continue the species. Just like the birds and the bees do, just like every creature on this earth, with the exception of a few. But that's what this is about, and you're not even following natural law. You're going against the construct of how we are put together.
And this gender spectrum program says that you're supposed to arrange for transgender or other gender-expansive people to present in classrooms.
Expansive
so
people?
They want to invite them in.
Let me take another call.
And remember, it says form a gay-straight alliance and other groups that include a focus on the needs of transgender and gender-expansive students.
What about my needs as a straight person, because I can't handle this because I know it's intrinsically wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you get on that on that link back into Gender Spectrum, you'll see a confidential, I don't know if it says confidential on it, but it says gender support plan, and the children are supposed to come up with a gender, and they're going to have a form to fill out with the school, confidentiality, it says confidential on there. They're going to have a child pick their own gender identity.
Here it is, gender support plan and using the gender support plan. There's actually a video. Folks, I'm telling you, go to the website, genderspectrum.org. There's enough on this to let you know exactly what's going on and how exactly they're doing it. And they've got a lot of video presentations. Isn't that nice?
They have to get into the education resources, though, to get that.
Ladies,
that link into there.
Ladies, I mean, there's got to be a way to approach this under a banner of some sorts. Should this not be institutionalized child abuse?
Sure sounds like it to me.
And what's really bothering me, here it is, the 12th of June, and we're talking about schools in most states starting in September. Some start in late August. But this is a program ready to roll out across this country in all of our schools. We are so far behind this. And it has not been talked about. There's not been a lot on the websites, informative websites out there. And I'm learning the detail, and I'm being led to this information of these people who are organizing around. And I am just literally astounded. I would like to think myself as a reasonably intelligent man that's pretty much abreast of what's going on in this country. But I'm telling you, this blindsided me. I had absolutely no idea. So what is Mr. and Mrs. Average American out there? What do they know?
Well, according to
they don't know very much, I'm afraid.
What was that, Jane?
The parents find out after they've done this to the children that parents are coming looking for answers, wondering why their child is saying there's certain things and they're believing certain things. And the teachers are trained to be able to talk to the parents and to let them know that the children are picking a pronoun, a gender pronoun name, and that they're to be supportive of this child because the child is free to pick whoever they want to be.
And in some cases, like this AB 493 bill that I told you about, one of the lines in it is saying that these children will need to be protected essentially against their parents.
You know, and ladies, I don't mean to make light of this, but the thoughts ringing through my head, you know, what do I think that I am? And thereby I can declare what I am, and that's it. If I thought of myself as being Superman, if I publicly declare it, does that then mean I can jump tall buildings in a single bound?
You
know, we're in a fantasy land here, and we're in a corrupt, evil construct to upset everything that we know, everything we've been taught, not just this generation, but generations before. And it's all done under the guise of fairness. This is not fair by any stretch of the imagination. This is an indoctrination process that's only going to screw this. You think suicides among our youth are high now? Do you think that they're having conflict and their parents are getting them on these SSRIs after taking them to doctors and psychologists, only to be screwed up worse by the drugs than they already are? This is a massive and a systemic problem that's getting ready to attack an entire generation in this country. Can I make that any clearer to you listeners out there? This is exactly what this is. Not kind of, sort of, maybe. Exactly what this is. And it's got to be stopped. What about lawsuits? What about the legal organizations? Is there any help coming forthwith here that to file lawsuits to stop this?
I think the state legislators are going to have to do something in their states. You can forget about California, but
oh God,
I think there are some that probably would.
Lady, not Orlean, not to be facetious or anything, but I'm hearing that you've had earthquakes out there, and there's tar bubbling up in cracks in the streets of L.A. And I'm telling you what, the only reason I would not jump up and down with joy with California splitting at the fault lines and sliding into the ocean would be the loss of life. But I'm telling you, This is just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. Kevin in Washington, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, John. Hello, John.
Hello.
It's 94 degrees here, and I thought it was hot, but now I'm just boiling listening to you talk about this. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and drowned in the depths of the sea. Matthew 18:6. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? And I think the problem here, John, is you said it, and your guest said it, and a couple of callers said it, that they have no problem with this. And we want to be polite and basically say, you know, we live in a republic, and everybody's got rights. And what you do, and then the conversation always goes to, what you do in the privacy of your bedroom is your own business. Well, guess what? I have a problem with it. And it's no longer in the bedroom. It's like that gal that called in. When she called in and all of a sudden it was about her and her fluidity or whatever the heck they call it nowadays and how she felt. And when she was talking, she was basically saying nobody else's feelings counted. Okay, and that's the problem with this.
And that's
we
what and Kevin, this is why I tried to point out that it's not the fault of the other females in that locker room because you're ogling them. That is that is your position. That is your problem,
that's
not
right.
theirs.
That's your.
John, I watched
it. Not theirs.
I watched
and,
the
and
video.
And John, if I could say something real quick on this, that most of these people, and I would have asked that lesbian, when was her first sexual encounter? Because I guarantee most of the homosexuals out there had an adult that they had their first encounter with. And that's something they do not want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's why they're trying to normalize this. It's pedophilia.
That's
it's
exactly.
just another form of pedophilia.
That's
John.
Exactly. Look what the Pope for the Catholic Church has said about all
oh,
the... Hold on, Kevin. Hold on. Look what the Pope in Rome just said about the investigations going on with the diocese and the Catholic Church. The prosecutors are now going in and pulling files of the past offenders. They're bringing in all this information. Now, I've yet to see a gay or lesbian outfit or any other organization come out in defense of this. But the Pope turned around and says, well, we don't need any outside help. We can deal with this problem within the walls of the Roman Cathedral. Yeah, well, you've had a couple of hundred years to deal with it, and obviously you've been falling down on the job. And again, pointing to what you said, Kevin, much of this comes from children and their experiences with adults.
That's right, John, and this is the classic example of the Overton window. It's two steps forward and one step back, just like you asked those ladies. Are there going to be any lawsuits? Are there going to be this or that? And then we're going to turn the exact same yahoos, we're being ruled by the prom committee because no average citizen has stepped forward to take the reins of this. We're all NIMBYs until it crawls over our back fence. We want nothing. Just please, just leave me alone.
That's right.
Like it was in Network, that speech in Network. Just please leave me alone. Let me do my job. And all the meetings are held on a Wednesday at 10 a.m. when a normal person has a job. And so this will go two steps forward, everybody will start grousing about it, and it'll go one step back, but they still got a toehold moving forward on this.
I still think that a lawsuit filed against the National Education Association would be the first step, because obviously they're the bridge to this going into the school system. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and I totally agree that lawsuits...
Okay, wait a minute. You're both talking at the same time. Okay. One of you, go ahead.
I totally agree that lawsuits help. We've had success doing such here in Santa Rosa. The Santa Rosa City School Board was allowing a secret assembly to take place. Parents knew nothing about it. It was called Sex and Stuff, with three simulated sex scenes behind a curtain, graphic descriptions, and a rap song that said, sex can wait, masturbate. It was just so offensive. And some of us found out about it in time to see it. I was one. I wrote all sorts of articles about it. We hired we asked the wonderful Pacific Justice Institute here in California to represent us. One student and his mother were willing to file a lawsuit because they were supposed to not allow some students to come in and see this who already had a file saying that they were not to see such offensive sex performances, but everyone had to see this. So because of the Pacific Justice Institute filing a lawsuit, the school board backed down. There will never be such an assembly again in our school district, and that no longer will there be a week of diversity. It's just a one-day program, and there has to be a balanced format. So I totally agree. A lawsuit would work wonders, and I think a national lawsuit against the NEA is a great idea, John.
Well, and please, Orlene, can you please talk to your fellow presidents? I'm sure that you guys have the ability to link with each other if there's emergency message to go out or important emails. This, I'm telling you, the heads of all the Eagle Forum chapters and all the respective states should be contacted immediately. This idea floated to them. A lawsuit has to be in court to stop this from happening in what, 2 months?
Well, it would be nice before the NEA conference, even.
All right, let's take
definitely
this.
Definitely before September.
Let's take the break. Kevin, I thank you for your call. George in California, I'll take your call next.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, ladies, I've got to tell you that Leanne tried to get back on the program, and I was trying to explain to her that, look, I'm not going to take an individual and, you know, the personal experience and your feelings about this when I've got two ladies on trying to explain what this curriculum is about. She's taken great exception. I'll tell you what, Leanne, sue me. Do me a favor and sue me. I would love to get you into a court. I'd like you to be a defendant. I would love to be the defendant, okay? Sue me. Please. Drag a talk show host into a courtroom. And I guarantee you it will not turn out well. There was some weird stuff going on, electronic feedback coming back from her end that was feeding back into my microphone. And I'm highly suspect of this person. George in California, we'll make you the last call. Hello, George.
Hi, John. Nice to be on again. It's been a while since I've called in. Question to your guests. You know, please don't give up on California. There's a lot of patriots still left in here, even though...
Not that they're leaving fast.
there's still a few of us left. I don't know. Maybe I'll
coming
be next.
To Idaho.
I'm making it in there as much as I can.
Yeah.
Question. What about after-school kind of like deprogramming sessions, after-school programs for kids so they can learn how to handle this and still, you know, retain some sanity?
George, that's what...
Let me tell you something. A gender spectrum is now connected with big sisters and big brothers.
This is all-inclusive. People don't realize, George, how big this is and how well thought out and planned this is. I can't even get my mind. With the limited time I've had, I have not been able to get my mind totally wrapped around this.
You know, it reminds me of something that Yuri, I think it's Brezhnev, used to say about what the Soviets were trying to do. First, the four-stage program, demoralization, which includes morale, getting people depressed, also morals. Demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then normalization when you bring in the troops. And so, I mean, it's not so much, it's not the Soviets anymore, but it's still the same program by others. And that's what a lot of what all this is about, is to just mix people up to the point where they'll make good little slaves. But yeah. I think we need to start from kids, you know. The next generation, they have to learn how to cope.
George,
schools.
George, I am not for running the deprogramming of their programming. I'm for stopping this. I'm for up to and including stopping sex educations and public school systems, period.
Can I tell you
something, John? My other question to you,
John. Okay, George, hold on a second. Go ahead, ma'am.
I watched a little video of a little child sitting on a couch with their dad, a little boy with his dad, and his dad was telling him, how do you know you're a boy? And that little kid looked at his dad like, are you a nut? And he started talking about all this kind of stuff. And that little boy said, well, I'm going to go live with mommy.
At least
so
she's not confused.
These kids know something's wrong.
Well, and you know, it's to me, it's very simple. Your reproductive system, if it's an innie, you're a female. If it's an outie, you're a male. Ladies, we only have about 45 seconds. Parting comments here, and if there is any information you're going to put out there or any further action that you're going to take that's going to include Eagle Forums across the country, I need to know about it.
We would be happy to do that, and for California, go to eagleforumofcalifornia.org. We will have our latest newsletter posted, and I agree with your caller. We cannot give up on California. There are wonderful people here.
I understand.
We've got to help them.
Jane? Thank you for reaching out to me. You were the first person that reached out to the media, and you chose me, and I'm very flattered by that. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, John. Thank you for having us on there.
Oh, and you will be here again, ladies. You can bank on it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.